get healed as well. My healing aid is kind of, I don't know. Did you just say goop?
No, I said poop. Get your hearing aid fixed, you dumb shit.
That's your queen impression is terrible. I'm sorry.
I am not the queen, you stupid talk.
Oh my god.
Know what I mean?
Okay, please.
I appreciate the fact that Eclipse is he was emulating you in chat earlier today, and even called you a good teacher for stormisms.
A good teacher for stormisms? What?
But yeah, don't cut this in the episode because that is a pretty much secret project.
I refuse.
A good teacher for stormisms. Wow.
Okay, let's actually start the episode though. Let's get going with this. It always gets really awkward because, like, if you actually say "let's begin the episode," like everything just leaves your brain. You're like,
yeah,
I don't remember
exactly
anything I was going to say. It's gone now.
Yeah, that's my problem since like 29 episodes and no.
Big 3-0.
We're starting the show. Everything leaves my brain.
Burnt out life. It's like that rash that only gets worse.
Yeah. What will you? No. I won't. I will ask it later. So.
So yeah, this is episode 30. We should be kind of like excited about this. We did it, guys. We're 30 episodes in of something. We did it! Yay!
We did it!
Yay! It's only episode.
We've survived 30 episodes of being in close proximity to each other once a week.
Yeah, and before we are really starting in the episode, we have a new Patreon. I heard
that is Corn. True. Fleeks, did you do something for them?
And I wrote them a poem, actually, and
a poem, yeah, not a song. You need to sing it.
No, I did. I can try to sing it, but
that's what we're doing. We're singing songs to the patrons. That's what we do.
But I made a poem because I. We did not came up with a melody, but I can improvise a melody. Maybe I'm coming up with a melody now.
Who is this patron?
Go.
No, that wouldn't go. Fit in the rhythm of the... I mean, I can narrate it really professional, professional poem reader would do it, and I wouldn't be professional because I'm not a professional poem reader, if you know what I mean.
How many times are you going to say professional?
Just professional? Read the damn poem!
Okay. Please silent. Tianos is a humble bird. A peregrine, from what I heard. $5 he spent for our cause per month. Of course he earned that applause. Thank you, bird, for the donation. A bird noises of appreciation. A griffin makes quack, says, thanks to the flock. A pecker makes pip, says he likes the tip. A crow makes caw, says, well, he just likes to caw. Thanks to birds like you are one, our podcast is able to go on and on. We hit 30 episodes today. Thanks to incredible support, I say. Tianos, you're wunderbar. For us, you are a shining star. Your pledge is so appreciated. Motivation is what you donated. End.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, snap.
That was actually pretty fucking good.
It was, yeah.
I liked it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, really.
I really liked the gag about crows.
So here's the thing.
Actually,
that we should
raven.
Here's the thing that we should probably tell our listeners, though. We won't be doing this anymore. Like, if you subscribe to us on Patreon, you do the $5 tier, you're going to get something a little more special than just a poem or song in the episodes. I mean, we may still find the inspiration to do it, you know, for regular episodes, but something a little bit bigger will happen to you, for you, to you, for you. Yeah. One of those. And even just the dollars, you know, if you subscribe and you just want to donate $1 a month, just $1, that's going to give you access to a whole new thing that's going to be happening here really, really soon. Mm. Be excited for. Yeah, that's all of my foreshadowing.
I'm excited, Cor. I'm excited.
Trust me. Our people are on it, and our people say you're going to like it, because if you don't like it, wings may break.
So please don't break my wings.
What are we all drinking today?
I am drinking a vanilla... I'm drinking a vanilla shake from Carl's Jr., and it is delicious, and you cannot judge me for it.
Oh, I'm also not drinking beer today, because I am like the... I'm a bird brain. I did not notice that today is an how's it called? Oh fuck, I forgot it.
Thursday.
Today's a holiday. A holiday in Germany by law, and no shop had opened. And I was like, oh, so I just have an Arizona green tea.
So no, what the heck?
You're
like
drinking pizza. That's what you're drinking.
Do you not have a like stock of beer?
No, no. I always buy for the beer for the show on the same day. Or
I've got like three different packages of beer at any given time in my household.
I always buy. I'm only drinking like this expensive craft beer, and I couldn't afford having a whole stash of it.
Be more pretentious right now, like for real.
I'm only drinking this
brand of beer from this brewery.
This is why we need
actually.
Hey, this is why we need more people to sign up for the Patreon so we can buy better beer.
I do not support that statement. We will not use your donations for beer money.
I just wanted to recommend when we get like if we hit the 200s, you can like send me American beer every month.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would like that, yes. And I can send you German beer in exchange.
Okay, as long as I'm included in on this.
Yeah, well, we got to circle this around whole.
That's right.
I guess okay. Storm can send me really shitty Chicago beers if he cares, and I'll send him some really good microbrewery beers from here in Utah.
Excuse me. There's tons of beers by me. There's lots of microbreweries in my area. We're going to have some fun with this.
Okay. And what are you drinking, Storm?
I'll tell you in a second. I got to go to the fridge and get it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Every week, except once.
Hey. If we reach the 500 goal, we will buy Storm one of those mini fridges he can,
put right under his desk. So before my milkshake has had the chance to settle, I'm cracking open a margarita. That'll go really well with the milkshake, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, what are you drinking?
Wild Blue Premium Blueberry Lager.
Oh, one of those. Nice. I searched for that and I couldn't find it.
I can send you some when I send you my beer kit.
We're just gonna do a beer care package.
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
It's just a bit expensive to send it to Germany, sadly. Else, I would like let you send
straight up. It's worth it though. Month. Like, it would be worth it to kind of have like this exchange going between. Like, I would do it. I would set aside a budget to do this.
I send people international shit all the time. I don't care. I'll send you some beer flakes. I'll hook you up.
Okay, do that. But yeah, you can. The transportation, you have to like super package it like glass. Oh, it's actually glass.
Really?
No, you don't say. Don't worry.
I heard they have to be sealed. Well, that's one of the.
Totally.
And do not send Kinder eggs. That's an important rule.
Yeah. $2,500 per Kinder egg. Fined.
Send us the Kinder eggs. We'll hook them up.
I'm not putting my longevity on the line for Kinder eggs. I'm sorry. I'll just go to Germany. It's cheaper. It would be cheaper to go to Germany, eat a Kinder egg, come back. Than it would be to mail us a Kinder egg if we got caught.
Do you understand how many parcels U.S. Customs and Border Protection get a day? They can only inspect a fraction of them, and I can assure you,
they still scan the shit out of them, man. They do.
They do. They're not. They don't have a Kinder Egg alarm going off, sniffing just for one fucking Kinder Egg.
I would like to. I bet you they actually do have like some algorithmic software that detects Kinder Eggs, man.
Wait. In this box from Germany, full of dildos, condoms, and used diapers, there is clearly a Kinder Egg in there.
I think the used diapers would still be illegal to send.
I bet you have the office of alcohol, tobacco, and fire guns and Kinder Eggs.
We're more harsh on the import of Kinder Eggs than we are on carrying a gram of weed with you at any given time. Or sorry, an ounce, not a gram. A gram is an ounce. Let's go with an ounce.
Yeah. Welcome to the U.S. government.
So okay. What is today's episode about, even? We're just kind of here.
Wait.
Wait, we have to introduce intro. Yeah, we haven't had our intro.
What the hell?
That's true.
I didn't know. Nobody knows what my name is. I have to tell them.
I failed you guys. I am so sorry. This is episode 30 of Bird Life. I'm Core.
I'm Fleek.
And I am Chirpalicious.
Storm.
No, you're
30
Storm.
Episodes in. You're Storm. God damn it.
You're Storm. Just remember
that. Goddamn script.
Oh no. I'm Stormy. Get it right, guys.
you're back in the US now.
I'm Stormy. I'm Stormy. Ah!
And we already talked about it, but this is our episode 30, and yeah, we have to celebrate that, and today we will integrate our audience into the show. We will make it almost only questions from listeners, challenges from listeners, and we will see how far we can go with that.
We are birds. And ask us anything.
Ask us anything is today, yeah. Ask birds.
And if you don't know, you can always join the Bird Life Telegram chat, t.me/birdlife.
Yep. That's correct, and...
And then that's where we aggregate our questions from and talk to you guys and hang out and play video games and be my friend.
No, I admit we do filter out the ones that are a bit abstract because I don't want to hurt Core's feelings. But aside from that, everything else gets through and asked directly to the host. So if you are ready, guys.
And we will take turns. We will take turns with the questions, and of course, we are starting with the first question. Will be asked by Storm Griffin, like it is tradition.
Okay, and then I guess it'll rotate to Fleeks, and then Core, and then so on.
Well, that's a lot of questions. Oh my god!
Yeah, we don't have to ask every question. If a question seems a bit,
hey, what can I say? Our listeners are awesome.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Let's go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, it's not only questions. It's also they also got the chance to tell us about their favorite memories of the show and stuff.
All right, we're starting off. It looks like from a memory from. Oh no, it's Juko. On episode 28, I expected Storm Griffin to have a punny pickup line, something like "Want to ride the lightning." Or maybe something to do with thunder. But nice balls? Haha, what?
Yeah, your pickup lines have much to be desired sometimes, buddy.
But, sometimes I think the more direct pickup lines may work.
Because, yeah, like, you can't just go to a con and be like, hey, nice balls. Wanna fuck? It doesn't work that way.
For some,
hopefully maybe. The person you're talking to at the convention is wearing pants because they're in a public space. So you
can't. I don't know at some fur cons, depending on the fur, if you said, hey, nice balls, that would be enough to get him back to your room.
Yeah, but at the same time, is that really someone you'd want to?
But, you know, those are also probably the same people who have jizz stains in their fur suits, to be honest with you.
Well, this pickup line would work if somebody would, like, literally dragging balls around, like a tennis ball.
Ride the lightning. That's good. Football. That's good. Feel the thunder. That's also good. Nice balls. No.
But at least when you hear that, you know it's unequivocally me. It's absolutely genuine, authentic Storm Griffin when it's totally off the fucking wall and is like, why would you say that? And then you think about it, it's like, oh, it's Storm.
Yeah, no, like, I'll expect that if I ever run into a con, just like, you walk up and your hand on my shoulder behind me and like, nice balls, wanna fuck? Hi, Storm. How's it going?
Oh, so that's how I should greet you at BLFC. Okay, got it.
You are going to BLFC?
It's a maybe. Depends on my work. I'm trying.
Well, you have like a week to decide, so hurry.
Yes.
Anyways, thank you, Yuko, for that nice memory. Yes. Thank you that we could lift your dead again.
Thank you, Yuko.
Who wants to ask the next question?
That'd be you, Six.
Okay. Sable Griffin, the Griffin Sable. Both Sables are Griffins, but the would you prefer one bird in hand or two in the bush?
Bush.
In the bush, in the bush.
In the bush.
In the bush.
Two in the bush, buddy. Like, come on.
Really?
It depends on the birds, you know what I mean.
Again, if it's someone who the line nice balls works on, probably I don't want them in my bush.
But
oh jeez, really? I agree. It's got to be in the bush. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't mind giving someone a bird handy, but if I could have two in the bush,
I mean. Generally, you can say that a small, but I mean, it's preferable to have a small certain advantage than a mere potential of a greater one. So maybe a bird in the hand is could be more worse.
Well, then again, unless you're a really small bird and you're dealing with Storm, and then it's like, well, you might want to have one in the hand because. Putting him in the bush may get a little interesting.
Yeah, and if you just have it in your hand, like, you could throw it at people. Like, you know, just throw a small bird at someone you don't like. Be like, hey, buddy, attack. Yeah!
Okay, so we are... We sexualized the first question we got.
Yes. We're good at this.
So we should go on with that.
We're professional. Okay, how can we sexualize this? Do you like tea? If so, what is your favorite?
Question was asked by Moriar.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Moriar asks, do you like tea? If so, what is your favorite?
I like tea that has a lot of sugar in it. So,
oh, my God.
Pretty much any fucking tea that you dump half a pound of sugar into, I'm going to be able to drink.
That sounds like Storm.
Yeah.
But aside from that, like, you know, you go to Walmart and they got 47 varieties of tea. I don't give a fuck. I don't know what the hell they're supposed to be called.
His baby bottle was probably filled with sweet tea.
And sugar.
And sugar. Sugared sweet tea.
Oh, thank you. Okay, the type of tea I actually, if I had a choice, now that I think about it, thank you very much for reminding me.
Apple. Sweet southern iced tea?
Close. That's really good, but like, you know, brisk lemon iced tea?
Okay.
I like that. Okay.
The tea. Gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah.
My favorite tea. Go ahead.
So, Corey, you first. I was first with the last question.
My favorite tea is coffee.
That's not how it works, Storm. Core.
That's pretty much exactly how it works. So with tea, you grind something up and then you dip it in hot water and you let it steep. Coffee's pretty much the same thing. You grind up beans, you filter water through it, and voila.
Yeah. Okay. But if we go to leaf tea, I prefer tea before coffee generally. And my favorite tea of all time is either Genmai green tea. That's like tea where rice is in, like this very good smelling rice. You know, it tastes so fantastic.
Rice
The other tea of my choice would be matcha. I really love matcha. Oh god, I love the taste of green tea.
Huh.
Get generally.
I've never heard of rice tea before.
Yeah, Genmai tea is with rice in it. It's green tea with rice, or sometimes it's black tea with rice. And
so
this
it
rice
has like a bit of a milkier taste to it already.
Yeah. It has a kind of milkier taste. It kind of tastes like milk rice.
Well, if rice counts as teas, I also like horchata.
I have never had horchata.
What the hell?
Horchata too.
Storm, are you not descendant of Latin people?
I'm half Puerto Rican, yes.
You've never had horchata?
No.
I actually never heard about it.
You bring
but
shame
maybe to
your
it's
people.
Not a thing here.
I'm sorry, my grandparents never cooked it. Maybe they didn't like it. I don't know.
Okay, so horchata is exact tea with rice. So what you do is you grind it, soak rice, and then you grind it up, and then you strain it through a cheesecloth. So you have rice water, basically. Then you put in sugar, cinnamon, and some other stuff too.
Ah,
I don't remember.
Okay, I know that.
Mix it all together, and it's delicious. And if you want to take it a step further, put a couple shots of Kahlua in there. Then you have a Mexican mudslide, and that is amazing.
Okay, I heard about that, and I already had that, and it's really amazing.
A Mexican mudslide.
Yes.
Wow. That sounds pretty damn good. I'm going to have to try this shit now. Okay. Next question comes from Moriar, and the question is, what is your favorite incarnation of your local currency? Well, for me, in the United States, my favorite incarnation would be out of our paper currency, the $20 bill. But while the $20 bill is nice, got to go to the hundreds, baby. Just because we call it the Benjamins. It's all about the Benjamins.
I love the Benjamins. Odd question.
Yeah.
I guess if we're going to go with that, I've always liked Sacagawea dollars and $2 bills. Like the Sacagawea coins?
$2. Did you know there was a $2 coin at one point?
We also had the Haypenny.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Try paying in a $2 bill, and most cashiers will think you're trying to give them fake currency.
I don't think most. I think that's kind of a generalization. I used to leave tips in $2 bills everywhere I would go because I wanted to be trendy like that and start something. But, yeah, hey, my waitress always remembered me.
Yeah. What about you, Fleek?
There's of the euro. There is a Greek version of the 1 euro coin. It has an owl on it, and it's practically a replica of an old drachma coin issued around 450 BC. And I really like that coin. I will send you a photo.
Cool.
On Telegram, so you know what I mean.
That sounds really neat.
That's a really, because bird and stuff, obvious, right?
That is cool. That is fucking cool. Greece.
That owl looks like it is tripping acid, man.
Yeah. You not only have a fucking.
It took a 2-tab night and turned it into a 4-tab night. That's what happened.
You have an owl tripping acid on your fucking currency.
Yeah. You can like really collect euro coins, and there are so many special editions.
It's like it's staring into my soul.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
It's an owl.
Yeah. Which they stare into people's souls.
It's an owl.
Like ducks. Ducks do that too.
Ducks just mostly want bread.
So thank you for oh my god. Actually, Moria asked us a lot of questions.
Yeah,
and
holy
I just
cow.
Try to figure out what kind of questions.
So these next couple more questions, three.
Oh no, yeah, but more. Yeah, let's do more from Moria. Thank you for giving us so much to do. Asperts in Berdania, how do the theme parks deal with people just flying over the walls without buying a ticket? So,
bird
think
nuts.
About that. Either they could do that, or the question is, are there even like theme parks in Berdania? And if there are like theme parks, they would probably be free to keep the Berdanian citizens on how's it called, to keep them satisfied.
Morale.
I mean,
high.
It's probably their morale high. It's like it's the shittiest theme parks, but it's
know.
For free.
Maybe just a public park is more like what we're talking about then.
Yeah, public park.
Have enforcer birds align the edges, and all the birds and griffins that pay would get a special band to put around their talon that signified they paid, and the ones that didn't,
they would get tackled by kestrels.
Pretty much.
That would work. Hey, no, that would actually work really well. I mean, how do we stop people from jumping normal park walls and hopping fences? We have security.
You have enforcer dudes.
Security is good. Security is good. If it costs something.
All right, this next one comes from... Okay. This next one comes from Diamond Dragon Lover. And they ask, why haven't you surrendered to your dragon overlords yet? Because we own you, bitch! Yeah. You signed! Your guild belongs to us now!
Well, because there is no dragon overlords. We are your overlords, you draconic scum!
We own the sky. You follow our laws.
That's right.
Yeah, we are more... Actually, we are more.
You exist.
We can overpower you
because we allow you to exist.
That's your answer. Okay.
Also,
next question.
We.
Yeah. This next question comes from Damien, and the question is: why are griffins' feathered pillows and blankets so expensive?
Because they have to be donors. On their flight card, flying license.
Because?
And donor griffins are very rare. They're kind of greedy.
What was the question? Because I don't have it on my screen here for some
Why
reason.
Why are griffin feathered pillows and blankets so expensive?
Because they hate to get chafed. It's a very dangerous thing to do. I mean, they kick your butt and... peck you and eat your brain, probably, and your internal organs. It's painful.
The reason why griffin feathered pillows and blankets are so expensive has to do with a couple things. Number one, there's not that many griffins. And number two, when we do lose feathers naturally, we know our goods are worth a lot of money, so we are very picky as to who we give our extra feathers to.
Like
after
I said,
all,
they're kind of stingy. Plus, I mean, if you want
nests.
Like the top tier pillows, you have to get it from the griffin butt fluff, which has to be bleached, but it is exceptionally fluffy.
Actually, that remembers me.
Wow.
Actually, that remembers me of I knew a very pretty much crazy Russian woman that said that cat fur is good against rheuma and stuff. Is rheuma an English word?
No.
I googled it. yeah, this crazy Russian woman said that cat fur is good against rheumatism.
Oh, like rheumatoid arthritis or something?
like stuff like that.
Smoker's cough?
Rheumatism. That's.
I have no clue what that word even means.
How do I explain it? Now I have to explain
spell
rheumatism
it for me.
Too. That's any practically any disease marked by inflammation and pain in the joints, muscles, or fibrosis tissue, especially rheumatoid arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatism.
Yeah.
Rheumatoid arthritis. Okay.
Yeah.
So when grandma has like super achy joints and, you know, doesn't want to get out of bed because it rained.
Exactly. Does like griffon feathers would they do the same thing then, or do they have any usage against stuff like that? Like,
did we discuss previously like how cats tend to make people like kinkier? Did we bring that up in the show?
No.
No, we didn't. No. Okay. Well, there was a study done that linked people who really enjoy BDSM and, you know, more adventurous types of sex.
Oh, we did that. We did that. We did that.
Okay. Yeah. Then I won't talk about it.
But cats? People that own cats are into kinkier sex?
Yes. It's because of a parasite that is really common in cat feces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes people more going towards risks, more risk-friendly, you know what I mean? Yeah. And yeah.
The function of the parasite is that, you know, rodents, it originates in rodents and stuff. The parasite infects rodents, and it makes the rodents take more dangerous actions because it infects the brain, hoping to get eaten by the cat, where the larva will then evolve in the cat, but they also get out through the feces. So people who own cats also get this... Toxoplasma gondii is the parasite, and it's generally harmless. Causes
Except
body aches
pregnant.
When, yeah, unless you're pregnant. It does cause body aches when your body fights it off, but being infected also makes you seek more risk, passively, very, very passively, like mildly. But there's a link.
Interesting. So get rid of cats and all of a sudden the world will become a more responsible place.
Yeah, everybody's all so vanilla. Hey, maybe that explains why I'm so vanilla. I should get a cat. Oh, damn it. I can't. I'm allergic.
Yeah.
Would you be allergic against griffins too, then?
Probably.
So you're allergic to half of me. The pain.
Just keep your lower half away from my face and we're good.
All right.
Okay.
Next question.
The next question, yeah. From Moria again. And Moria asks, should the smaller birds fear dragons?
No.
No.
Really?
Dragon. And actually, most of the dragons, it's a very much a stereotype that they are mean and brutal and stuff, but they are really, they have a lot of self, they have not a lot of self-esteem, and you need to treat them well. They are more afraid of you than you're of them, believe me.
Yeah, this is true. So, if a dragon is like being kind of threatening, just puff up, start making lots of noise, and it usually scares them away.
Yeah.
And a lot of dragons are actually sweethearts. So, just, you know.
Yeah, very, very scared.
Go and chirp at them a cute Timid. Little song, and next thing you know, they'll lay over on their back and puff a little fireball in a harp shape and just try to be your friend.
That's his experience with dragons. I still say never approach a dragon in the wild. It's they're to be admired from afar.
Whereas griffins, you can just walk right up to us and chirp it up because we're totally kosher.
And they usually don't bite, yeah. Unless you ask them to.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for another question, Moria, and thank you for the next question, I guess. Yeah, Corey, it's your turn.
Okay. From Flair, are there any types of birds you don't like?
Oh, yes.
Pelicans.
Oh, yes.
Fuck pelicans. I hate pelicans.
The ibis. No. Fuck the ibis. After my time in Australia, I can assure you, the world should agree, fuck the ibis.
I already don't like seagulls, but like, if I had to choose between pelicans and seagulls, yeah, fuck pelicans, man.
Oh, man. I don't really hate I don't dislike any kind of bird, really, except maybe the marabou storks. But I don't know what it is. It's just they make me angry for some reason. But I don't have a bad experience with them, so maybe it's maybe they can be. You. But no, I really don't have a bird I do not like, because they are just birds. I love all birds.
Okie dokie. Storm, back to you.
All right. Next question comes from Kratos. Question is, why do you have a desire to eradicate the griffin population? Are you really against us as a species, with no desire to access us as an avian breed?
Who wants to eradicate griffins?
Well, admittedly, Cor.
No, I don't want to.
Some interesting things that indicate that.
I do not want to eradicate griffins. I'm actually for equal rights of griffins. They're just not pure birds.
But you're for equal rights of griffins, even though they're not of pure birds.
Well, exactly. One is a fact. One is a function of society. I want them to be accepted into society, but it is a fact that griffins are only half bird.
So you don't think they can act and chirp and be one of us?
Did I say that? No. It's the same thing as being like, that person is black, versus that person is black and can't go into our school. That's a whole different thing. One is a fact. One is racism.
What about you, Fleeks? What's your thoughts?
I never said that I would eradicate griffins, because they have disadvantages. They are handicapped for life. So you should think about when you're a bird, you should think about mating with a felon twice. You should think about your children. But they are good gold miners. They are good security workers. They are good mounts. So I like them in society, and they are pretty.
They are very colorful.
Yeah.
Really? You make us sound like, well, we can accept them in certain roles, but...
Hey, no, I'm all for it.
They are the special among
the Griffonic Armed Forces, I salute those troopers, okay? Like, those people are patriots.
What I'm saying is that nobody else can mine for gold as good as griffins can do it.
Yeah, I mean, you put a secretary bird in a mine, and their tiny little frail beaks, they're not going to be able to get much gold.
Yeah.
Well,
we tried it.
Griffonic Armed Forces, yes, we are very much the warriors of Burdania.
And the gold miners.
And which is why you deserve equal rights. You help keep us safe.
Someone's got to keep the pecs of the world safe, because Lord knows he needs protection.
All right, Fleeks, your turn.
Okay, the next question comes from one of our patrons, Tianus Arcasta, who was getting that nice poem previously, and he asks, here's a completely random question. Okay, how do you all know each other and meet and stuff? And how do you know the fine guests you chose?
Ooh, good question.
That's a very good question.
So,
and
yeah.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I didn't really... Well, I knew a little bit of Storm from, like, Twitter since, like, 2011 or something. I didn't know Fleeks at all until, like, literally about this time last year. Was it about this time?
You know me since January 15th.
Oh, okay. So a little longer than I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's just you hop on, you talk to people, you find interesting things about them, and you ask them questions and get to know them, like, straight up.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Storm really all that well until we really started this podcast, and, like, I've kind of grown a weird adoration for him. I don't understand it. It's strange. Help. I have Griffin Stockholm Syndrome.
Bro, yeah, Griffin Stockholm Syndrome. That's good, that's good. Especially because you're sweet.
That's because he eats so much sugar.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm like Core in this. I didn't know a lot about Core until suddenly one day he messaged me out of nowhere asking if I wanted to join this weird bird chat. And I was like, well, I'll give it a shot.
And next thing down,
thing you know, I'm being offered to be an admin because I said I was interested and they decided they could use a little more Griffin in their lives. And then I threw this idea out at Core about, hey, you know, I've always wanted to do a podcast, and here we are. And somewhere along the way, this wonderful, wonderful bird came into my life known as Fleeks, who has shown me how absolutely great a German accent can be, in addition to being an absolutely wonderful person themselves. And I really love this team. I really do. You both are an absolute asset and wonderful to deal with.
Yeah.
I agree, guys. I do. I really do.
Yeah. I joined the Bird Crew chat, like I said, on January 15 in 2016. Pardon me. Yeah. So, okay. Then the first two birds I met was Core and Tiersel, because I asked them for entry. And
at first he was denied, and then he reapplied. And he was denied again, and reapplied.
Actually, you're like instantly agreed on my... you instantly invited me. The thing is... And Core and I, we were like, yeah, the chemistry was right, I guess. So we...
You asshole. That is not the way to phrase that.
Oh, God. I'm not sure how to... I
flirted shamelessly with Fleeks. He turned me down again and again and again. I was not used to being like... stonewalled so hard, so it was actually really entertaining the fact that he was stonewalling me, so I kept trying.
Yeah, it was super entertaining, and I did not even want to change it because it was entertaining. And
like, the only person who stonewalls people as well as Fleeks that I know is me, like at nightclubs.
I believe that.
Storm, I really met the first time when I became an admin of this bird crew. Yeah, because I did not really read much about Storm because he wasn't that active in that time. And I was like moderator, admin. I became admin pretty fast. And yeah, then, and someday, suddenly, Core came to me and, hey, don't tell anyone, but I'm planning on doing a podcast. Wanna come in? Wanna participate? And I was like, yeah, why not? And yeah, no, we are in episode 30.
Yep, basically. And he is our hostage forever.
Yeah, we brought him on hostage. And for how we pick guests...
Yeah, how we pick guests.
What we do is we have this giant picture on the wall in our studio of all the birds in the world, and we take this dart... and we throw it at the board, and whenever it hits, that's the person we ask to be our guest. And it works quite well.
No, but for real, if you do want to be a guest on the show, send us an email at beep@bird.life.
If you send an email to ass@bird.life, you'll get a very interesting response.
It's an autoresponder.
And actually, some guests were like, I just asked to participate because I thought they were amazing. Like, for example, Eclipse. Eclipse applied for the Bird Crew, and then he told me about his Griffin, that he's a Griffin fanatic, showed me his work he did for Griffins, like griffinpages.com and stuff. And I said, hey man, wanna join us as a guest? And he was like, sure. And the same goes like for Alec Defensa is a brand. And yeah, I was like... talking with her about the podcast, and somehow we came to the conclusion that, hey, join us as the first female guest. Why not?
And somehow,
an amazing show.
Somehow she joined us? I know exactly how she joined us. She kind of just... I'm going to be a guest on that next week, because that's just how Electrofencer is. And there is nothing wrong with that.
She showed up and she pretty much, you know, decided to run the show, and we sat back and decided to admire the scene and let her roll with it. It worked out really well.
Actually, I saw you bought
awesome,
one of the books.
By the way, like, I haven't mentioned, but like, I got the book after having her as a guest. Oh my god, get it.
Yeah, she put a lot of work in it, and I she was really working hard on it, and it's such a cool outcome. And
so,
it has a griffin in it.
The answer to the question is one, you send us an email at beep@bird.life. And then second method is, like, if you're just really interesting and we want to study you, Fleek might reach out and ask you, because he's the scientist of the group.
Yeah.
It's not a
scientist in training.
Though sometimes I'll ask you, but when I ask you, I'm admiring an entirely different perspective. Trust me.
Yeah, if Storm asks you if you want to, like, he kind of does the approach like, hey, so I got a podcast. You want to be a guest on it? And then after, we can go back to my place? And that's how Storm works it. That's his angle.
Yeah, I can't help it.
I'm a famous podcaster, baby. Do you wanna go get a drink?
Oh, yes. I'm famous. I'm totally famous.
So, who's next with the question?
Good question. Think it was me?
I asked
the last question to Core. Core,
yeah, okay.
All right, Core, go Core.
I'm looking. Hang on.
He's looking.
Okay. Talon asks, when you were a nestling, what scared you the most?
That's exactly what I was going to pick too.
So answer it.
Okay. For me, this may sound silly, but when I was a little grifflet growing up, I lived in a house with my parents, and right next to my bedroom, there was this room, and whenever you went into it, at night, I thought there was this like creature with glowing eyes in it. And so whenever I'd go in it as a little grifflet, this creature would run at me, and I'd run out scared and screaming every time. So from that day forward, after I saw this thing and then crashed into furniture and ended up bumping my head and causing a bunch of damage to my parents' home, I have decided to not like the dark. And even to this day, I don't like being in the dark in a room. I'll turn on a flashlight or do what I need to do, because there are just some things that follow you from youth, and not liking the dark is one of them.
We should get you cleansed at some point. Anyways.
Well, I was scared about nightmares, having nightmares especially. I had a lot of nightmares when I was little. Maybe some of you can feel me with that. And right. I was like... And then, funny thing is, when I still believed in Santa Claus, like the Weihnachtsmann in Germany, I was wishing for not having nightmares anymore, and it worked.
Well, wow. Hey, whatever works in whatever well, yeah. fixes what ails you. Santa Claus is real, kids.
Yeah, Santa Claus is real.
That's awesome. That really is. I wish I could have that. That's great.
Well, then again, have you ever asked Santa to take care of your little glowing eye demon problem?
You see, I don't really have nightmares. I never have. It's just the glowing eye demon at night when I was a grifflet.
Okay, well, write a letter to Santa, because apparently he works miracles.
Jeez. What about you, Cor, all-knowing? What are you afraid of?
I was terrified of spiders as a kid. Like, I would wake up. We lived on a ranch sort of thing. Tons of horses, big open fields, that kind of thing. So because we were surrounded by fields and stuff, spiders would be in the house all the time. Just all the time. And I would wake up with these massive welts where a spider had bitten me in the night. So I was, like, terrified of them. But, you know, being young and adventurous, I'd be wandering through the fields, and it happened to me a couple times where, like, the orb spiders, the weaving orb spiders, they make the really pretty, like, stereotype, like, the picturesque cobwebs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Couple times I ran through, like, I'd be running through the field, and I'd run through face first into one of their webs and just lose my mind. Just, like, stop, drop, and roll, except with spiders.
Oh, man.
Thank God.
Horrifying.
Orb weave spiders are, like, really chill and would rather just run away from you when you do that. But, like, you know, again, being adventurous, I'd be, like, crawling through things and, you know, pipes and under benches and, you know, broken down cars and stuff. So, like, a couple times I encountered a black widow and absolutely lost it and ran home crying just because I saw a black widow.
Oh, no.
A true terror of spiders. I'm actually a lot better about spiders now. Like, there could be one chilling on my wall, like, you know, the size of two quarters, and I'd be like, huh, cool, spider. I only really, I'm afraid of the two spiders, black widows and brown recluses now.
Yeah.
Same here.
I fucking hate spiders still, but those are the only two I'm concerned about when I see them.
I really like spiders for some reason. Not all of them, but most of them. I don't mind them, or I even like them, kinda. But what I hate is earwigs, and I still hate earwigs. Earwigs are so scary.
My sister actually got one lodged in her ear.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually can happen, but it's very rare.
Flush it out, and then it pinched down, so they had to go in and, like, surgically remove its pincers and then flush it out some more.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, your sister. I feel sorry for her.
It's weird. Oh. Bugs are weird, man.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man.
Storm, so move us on to the next question quickly.
Yes. Okay. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Okay, I'm looking for a good one.
Not like Harlow's question.
Harlow's question.
Right below Talon?
Yes, I was literally looking at that. Okay, next question comes from Harlow, and it is, what happens when you mix NyQuil and 5-Hour Energy?
You see first into of all, infinity.
First of all, what is NyQuil?
It's a sleeping agent.
Sort of, yeah. It's a decongestant and sleeping agent kind of thing.
I never took a sleeping agent, but I sleep pretty well in coffee, and then I still don't know why, so maybe it enhances the... For me, maybe it enhances the effect of NyQuil.
I'll tell you exactly what happens, because I have experience with this. You see into the void. You see into the infinite darkness. You see all that ever was and all that will ever be, and it comes crashing into your mind... And you go insane. And then you get better.
I just would recommend, Chai, don't do it.
Here's what happens. You never need sleep ever again.
If only.
It puts you into this infinite loop where you get tired and happy and tired and happy and tired and happy. Your body doesn't know what to do. You end up never needing sleep again. And you end up in the nut house. And as any bird will tell you, the nut hut is not a place you want to go to.
It's full of squirrels. Squirrels!
So don't do it. We do not recommend to mix NyQuil with 5-Hour Energy.
Yes. The void beckons.
So let me see what would be a good... Okay, I have to decipher this at first, but Tienos Arcasta said that probably that he likes anything abusing Storm. I mean, the good all-round loves, not directed to anyone in particular.
Yeah, which is why they're pointed at me.
Actually, I have a memory... from Recti. Recti sent me something, and I can bring it in here for now, because he really sent me a sweet post about this, and it's really motivating words and stuff. Rector's favorite memories and what he has to say about the podcast is, I quote him word for word and even typos and stuff, so. The memories that instantly bring... The memories that instantly spring to mind for me from the past podcasts are your chats about video games, con experiences, talking about yourselves in more detail, and Storm falling off his chair. Then he made an X bigger than smiley thing, a laughing smiley. And his favorite guests were Alec, Tier, Fedi, and everyone else. Was just lovely stuff. All the peeps you have had on have been an absolute blast. And I really do wish they all come back again in the future episodes. Cause they were all amazing. And finally, I just want to say that this podcast has been not only a very important one for me, but for all of Birdkind too. Your talks, laughs, cries, squawks, and chirps keep us all going through the days and weeks and months and soon years with the best insight to bird life anyone could ever ask for. Thank you guys for doing all of this, and congrats to your 30th episode.
Oh, thank you, Regday.
Thank you very much. And yeah, hopefully it will be years.
Regday, that got me kind of emotional. That was very sweet of you. Thank you so much. This is why we do it. We do it for you guys. We do it for the listeners. It's a labor of love, and it means the world to hear that kind of feedback. It really does.
Yeah. Thank you so much. In contrast, Sable Dracon asks, how can we forget... Drinking helps.
Drinking and lots of sex. Lots and lots of sex. Because when you're having sex, you don't give a fuck about anything else.
And crying. Sometimes all three at once.
If you can have sex while drinking and crying, you are the ultimate dungeon master.
Don't challenge me.
How can we forget? Well... You should run against a wall with your head. That works for some people. I can't recommend it, but it works for some people, like I said. Amnesia and stuff, then you will forget a lot of stuff.
Okay. Storm, you're up.
Okay. Next question. Ooh, I've got a good one. And this is actually a two-part question, so bear with me. This question comes from Klinga, and the question is... Okay, so I'm going to ask you these two questions, and I'm going to start with Core and then go to Fleeks. The first question for you, Core, is which bird of prey species native to Estonia is the largest? It's multiple choice. Make it a little easier for you.
Okay, good. Okay. Bird of golden prey eagle. To Estonia.
Okay. Answer option A, golden eagle. Option B, osprey. Option C, white-tailed eagle. Option D, greater spotted eagle.
White-tailed eagle.
What about you, Fleeks?
What were the choices again?
A, golden eagle, B, osprey, C, white-tailed eagle, D, greater spotted eagle.
I just go with the greater spotted eagle.
Okay, is that your final answers?
Yeah, yeah, it's misleading probably, but yeah, I don't want to pick the same as Core.
Congratulations, Core, you are correct!
Well, I knew it couldn't be the golden eagle because Nazi Germany... osprey is, I think they're an ocean bird. And then I don't even know what the greater spotted eagle is, so I just went with one I was familiar with.
All right. This is the second part of the question. What is the most abundant breeding bird species in Estonia? I'm kind of detecting a theme here, guys. Option A, the great tit. Seriously? Wow. Option B, the Eurasian Skylark. Option C, the Robin. Option D, the common Chaffinch.
Chaffinch.
Can you repeat the question again? Because I did not, you cut out for me.
What is the most abundant breeding bird species in Estonia?
What does it mean? Abundant what? Can you reform the question differently?
Okay, abundant means the most of.
Yeah. So what is the most common bird in Estonia, or like?
The most abundant, yeah, the highest population, the most common bird species.
And forgive me, but can you repeat the
Option A, the great tit. Option B, the Eurasian skylark. Option C, the robin. And option D, the common chaffinch.
I would say the common finch.
Okay. Chaffinch. I don't even know what a chaffinch is. I'm going to go with A, the great tit.
Okay, so Core, your answer is A, the great tit. And Fleeks, your answer is D, the common chaffinch. Is that correct?
The common finch, I thought.
No, it's a finch.
Oh, sorry, then I misheard. Can you repeat the last three again?
The great tit, the Eurasian skylark, the robin, or the common chaffinch?
Then I go with the robin. I go with the robin.
Final answers?
Yes.
You're both wrong. It was the common chaffinch.
Huh.
Oh, what the heck?
It's like Fleeks. I was thinking, Fleeks, leave it alone. You were right.
Okay. I was right for a moment. That's enough for me.
I love you guys. Okay, your turn, Fleeks.
Okay. We actually have a challenge. The original challenge says, you said you wanted something dumb. We said that, actually. Obviously, so. Each host badly hums. It doesn't have to be bad, but it's at least an excuse. Their favorite songs for the others to guess. Well, my problem with that is my favorite songs, you will surely do not know my favorite songs, so we should go with
something. He likes Dragon Force.
I don't like Dragon Force.
No. No, I was just more or less making the joke of humming a Dragon Force song.
Okay, you guys ready?
I got one.
It's not like, it's not my ultimate favorite song, but it's a song I do like in the right mood. So.
Oh, Barbie girl.
Oh, no. No, yeah, baby, Barbie girl. That was a really great bad humming. I don't know if the I don't like that song at all, but it just jumps to my mind.
You get me drunk, and you get me in a club, and that song's fun.
No, I mean I can think of a song, but I don't like the song, but it pops to my mind. So I don't know if it was popular in America, but we can give it a try.
Okay.
No, sorry, that was wrong.
Oh. That's very familiar. I don't know what it is, though.
I don't have a fucking clue.
Do you know the song Bailando? Bailando, amigos, nope. Adios. Okay, so you don't know.
Oh, no, I have heard it then. Just, wow, holy cow.
It was a summer hit in the 90s, I think.
I'm getting old. That was a summer hit.
I have another one for you, so let's go. No, I don't give hints, but you should know it. I think Americans know this song and love this song. I'm not entirely sure. But, oh, no, I have another one. Oh, my God. Duh. No. Wait a second.
Du hast.
No. Is this let the bodies at the
du hast.
No. It actually was a Rammstein song, but not du hast, but it's very close. I mixed it up with a different song. Oh my god, my brain.
We're all living in America.
Is it
no,
that was stripped?
His wound at all?
No, no.
Quick, name all of the Rammstein songs.
Da, 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 da.
I have no idea. No clue.
Sonne. Eins. Hier kommt die Sonne. Zwei. I don't even know the lyrics anymore. Fuck, it's so long ago.
I have no fucking idea.
So, core summer song, GD Hammer song for us. I'm through with that. No.
Okay.
Oh, come on, don't do the shuffle.
Really? Really? Let's say we've done the fucking song every time.
Probably. At least got to reference it now. God damn, I don't. I'm trying to think here. Okay. That's the best I can do.
I probably don't know the song. I don't know.
Message in a bottle, yeah.
Hey, I want to try one more song for you guys, just to see if you guys know this one. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
All right.
I know the melody, but I don't know.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Actually, yes, of course, right.
That's a yellow submarine. Yeah, yeah. I just had it. Okay, for the end, I still have a very popular German song and. Do you know that?
No.
No.
Do you know 99 Luftballons from Nina? Oh. 99. I don't know the English lyrics for that.
No.
99 red balloons, yes.
Yeah, 99 red balloons and something, something.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. I wish I did.
Okay, okay. Let's move on because we got a lot more to go through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Next question.
Is it me?
Fleeks, you pick. It's Fleeks' turn.
Oh, okay.
Flea, it's my turn again. Oh my god.
He's so moved. He can't believe it happened again.
I don't know what Sable Griffin actually wants to say. He went very deep this time. And first of all, I make both of them because they are somehow connected. So he wrote at first... Challenge birds. Spend an hour contemplating your life. Recognize that you are great and worthy, and that while you have many things to improve, that does not detract from the value of who you are. Then find ways to become a better person through compassion and intelligence. And secondly, he somehow added, look into a mirror and see yourself instead of an inexplicable rival. That's too deep for the show, I guess.
That no,
no,
that
I'm
isn't.
Doing it right now.
That's deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. We are already doing it the whole show. Thank you, Sable Griffin. That challenges.
I mean, I don't know what every he wants day. Me to say, but yeah, really, that is a challenge every day, and.
Such...
We just kind of rise to the occasion, I suppose.
I just looked in a mirror and I think I was successful. I recognized my own mirror image. I look myself
in the mirror every day and realize how much of a pretty bird I am.
Exactly. You've got to tell yourself how pretty you are in the mornings. That's no, right. Seriously, actually do that. Like, if you have like some self-esteem issues, I understand it'll be very, very difficult to start at first. But seriously, do that. Get up. While your hair is still all fussed up, you know, from, like, sleeping on it, while you still got, like, dirt in your eyes, well, you know, sand in your eyes from when you were asleep, and, like, one half of your face is all puffy from the pillow, get up, go look in the mirror, and be like, God damn, I am beautiful today.
Oh, yeah.
No, seriously, do that. Like, it that I had self-esteem issues, and I kind of started doing that, and as, like, absurd as it was, like, at the first, you know, I was, like, really sad to do it, and then, like, I would do it, and I wouldn't be able to stop laughing, because it was just so much fun to do.
That's a cool advice.
It does actually help self-esteem.
I actually, to gain self-esteem, I dated females and a woman, and I also just let my hair grow. My hair helped me. My whole sex appeal is in my hairs.
You do have a beautiful mane, Lex. I will give you that.
I'm sure I have yet to find them, but I'm sure you have other redeeming qualities. It's okay.
Probably. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But
I'm kidding too.
You're very proud of my
amazing, please.
All right, next question.
Okay. This one's from Regday. If you had to forfeit yourselves from the podcast, but needed replacements, who would replace you?
Nobody can replace me. I would say Core replaced me.
Oh, god damn it.
Then we would need a replacement for Core. Core,
let me go.
Core, who would be your replacement if you are replacing me?
Well, I guess Storm would be.
And if I'm being replaced, I totally have to replace me with a clone of me, because there's only one me. But that clone could be...
That would leave two Storms on the show. No. Okay, but for real, like, yeah, who would you consider to, like, do you the honor?
I would probably ask Tweets, because I know he would put passion in that. Or I would... Other different choices would be... I really don't want to play favors here. I would say I would leave you the choice, I guess. But Tweets, because he's like my best bird friend, and he has an amazing voice.
Tweets would be an amazing choice.
He can make himself an accent pretty well.
Tweets would be a good fit. For me, it would be Drizzle.
Go ahead.
I pick Drizzle.
Who's Drizzle? I don't know a Drizzle.
Yeah, well, he's my unofficial sidekick. So I picked him.
Oh, Drizzle is your second personality.
Yes, my side, totally.
Now I get it, finally.
If I had to pick, if not him, then I'd probably consider Trissel.
If someone had to replace me, I'd like it to be Alec Baldwin.
Fucking really? Fucking, we're getting all sentimental, thinking about all the birds in the chat we love and would love to, you know, fill our shoes one day, and you fucking whip out Alec Baldwin?
I just don't think anybody else could play my part.
God damn, Core. I mean, fuck.
Okay, you know, for real, if I wanted someone to replace me on the show, I would want Chai.
I just want to say Chai.
She's got a really warm personality. Everybody around, she makes everybody around her happy. And, like, that would be a perfect quality for someone on the podcast.
You know, actually, Chai reminds me a lot of Holly Conrad. Holly Conrad, the YouTuber that's crazy about birds, who bought one of my bird crew shirts.
Oh, okay.
She's also a huge sweetheart and very, and peepsy, and you know what I mean. Squeaky.
Next question?
That would be you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question comes from Warrior. Question is, in Birdania, is there some cultural norm around molted feathers? Are they garbage to dispose of, or sentimental objects to be gifted to close friends?
You mean in Birdania?
Yes.
That's like, that's kind of what are we human? What do humans do with their hairs? We do not collect them for goods, right? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's always been portrayed in kind of like bird culture kind of thing, like, you know, a bird who is really, really fond of someone will pluck one of their feathers and give it to their friend. They're usually non-avian friend. So a plucked feather, I feel, would have a lot more value than molted feathers, which just kind of all over the floor.
Yeah, that is the same if I would if a girl who likes me would give me one of her locks or something, you know what I mean? One of her hair strains to put in my diary.
Now I can use this for voodoo. Don't give people your hair.
In my opinion, I believe that molted feathers would be treasured depending on circumstance. Like if you're raising a hatchling and their first set of molted feathers, I think you would keep as a keepsake, or at least some of them.
Yeah.
Depending on the bird. Depending on the bird. Some birds have very soft feathers, and their feathers could be used for potentially nesting materials and so on.
I mean, if I were an antro bird and an antro peacock would give me one of their precious tail feathers, that would have a giant symbolic. You know what I mean? Like, oh, thank you. you know? So, if you're uncomfortable with them, you're like, oh god, I have a body part of somebody I don't like. Oh my god. But on the other way, if you're neutral to them, or if you like them, it's a nice thing. Soul Amber asks, what's your favorite kind of bird to preen?
For me, it would be a fellow griffin. Just because of size-wise, it makes it really easy to preen. But even any bird, really, if you like the bird and you're friends with them, it's very much an emotional experience as much as it is a physical one.
I can imagine, and that's not to hit on Secretary Tweets, preening a secretary would probably be pretty amazing. They have an amazing plumage.
Just start a preen chain. That's always fun. Preens the one in the back.
How about a blind preen instead of a blind date? You know what I mean? You're in avian society to do that, like, you're preening somebody you don't know, and depending on how good he preens, you make a friendship with them.
Friendship, and if they're a bad preener,
well, you never see them again.
Therapist. Yeah, there would have to be like some quality control like standards going into like the initial part of that, like not letting certain slightly messier birds in. Vultures are not allowed in the preen parties.
Oh, poor vultures.
Sorry, you smell bad. And you have poop on your feet.
Okay.
Wash your feet, maybe we'll consider it. Sorry to watch.
Jeez.
Okay. Next question, Core, I guess.
Okay. Zane Feather asks, what kind of question is this? A good one. A good one, buddy.
A good one. That's the best question we had so far. Thank you.
That is the best question all podcasts. You're a genius. What is the most painful bird-related pun that each of you can think of?
I will regret answering that question. Because it will be painful.
Bird-related pun.
He would like to have Hogwarts answers.
Well, I guess for me, it would be early bird gets the worm. But where I come from, worm needs something entirely else than what the creators of that pun originally intended. I mean, you know, if early birds want to get my worm, they can get it any day they want.
I think you satisfied Eclipse.
was pain.
And that's where we end the show. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 30. We're so sorry.
This was the last episode. Thank you. I can't bear the pain anymore. This is where it has to end.
No, actually, it can't end because I still conserved, as you remember, one of... the audience doesn't remember. Give me a second. Yeah, actually, this wasn't the last show, and this wasn't the last question or memory we got. Because I conserved one for the very last, because I...
Okay, what is it? Go!
God damn it!
Tianos Acasta said, I think the best memories for me involve joining the chat and being able to talk with the lovely lot who listen and make the show. So our audience, he means our audience, and the chat you can reach via telegram.me.
T.me/bird.life.
That sounded like a cheesy infomercial in my head. And I actually, what I'm attempting to do now, and for the end, I wanted to make a shout out to the Bird.life Telegram chat. You can find via, like we said, t.me/birdlife. And I want to shout, I don't want just to shout out to the chat, I want to shout out to every single of our members, because the thing is, I wanted to let Core do that at first, but hey, I'm German, and who else is more qualified to read about 15 unique, a lot of them unpronounceable names in a row? And of course, I tried to do it as fast as possible into it. So thank you, Tiersleri Sturmvögel. Thank you, Juko. Thank you, Victor. Thank you, Sane. Thank you, Feedy. Thank you, Eclipse Griffin. Thank you, Tianos Acasta. Thank you, Gadget Lumic. Thank you, Arnold Sokia. Thank you, Recte. Thank you, Talon. Thank you, Flugnoodle Echoes. Thank you, Storm Griffin. Oh, Storm Griffin is actually one of the hosts. I don't care. Thank you, Storm. Betsy TK, Agilus.
Agilus, I'm guessing.
Agilus. Probably. Agilus, Lois, I don't know. Secretary Tweets, Hollow, Clanger, Cranus, Soul Ember, Dressel, Silverwing, Kansa, Sable Griffin, Jamie Doggo, Peaches, Adrian Lagris, Sable Dracone, Flair, Gyrus, Joe Sky 17 ESP, Security Drago of Burbs, Drusifa Prince Taburic, Ace Aureli, Fiona Scarlet, Fiegel 3 Kubiat, Ev Evil, Felix of Assur, Jack Creswell, Tuka, Black Feather, Tanfer, Moria, Seraph, Sunquill, Terabyte, Darius, Salun, Avium, Liz, Salian, Fox Convoy, Buck, Sylvia Wolfie, Fox Convoy, they'd switched somehow, sorry. Tuka, Evil again. Seraph Sunquill, Jack Creswell, Felix Azur, Black Feather Tanfer, Moria, Slee, and Flutebird. They actually switched while I read them, you know?
That happens.
I hope I did not forget somebody because of that. Victor! I did not have Victor.
Yeah, I like how we have one Sergal in bird chat. Just like, I mean, we have like a dragon here and there, but like... Specifically, just one circle, just Victor sitting right there, just like.
And
hi, guys.
I think, did I mention Gadget Lumic? I'm not sure, but
did. You did.
Okay, good. So I think that was like 41 members of the chat plus one plus Storm, because Storm, thank you, and also thank you too. Core, thank you too for editing and doing the stuff and actually being like the fire that brought it all to burn. You know what I mean? I compared our podcast to a fire, but you know what I mean.
Accurate. I don't know. I harp on it, but I enjoy doing this podcast a lot. It's a lot of fun. Is that everything? Do you have a question for us to end the show with?
No. I don't have a question to. I don't have. A question this time because everybody was took over by the audience.
Would you rather be a bird on a coin or a bird on a paper bill?
Oh.
Ooh. It depends. Can it be like Australian grade bills?
Just paper
bills? If it's Australian grade bills, I would totally rather be on the Australian
upgrade build because they're higher quality and last a long time.
I would want to go come on a coin because I would rather be a coin because they are more, they will survive thousands of years probably, and yeah,
paper
and people. Oh. No, coins.
No, I'm saying I would rather be on paper.
No coins.
No, me.
I know.
I would rather be on paper. Release me into the wind and watch me fly away. Thank you so much for joining us. You can catch us on facebook.com/birdlifepodcast, Twitter @birdlifepodcast, and on Telegram t.me/birdlife. Remember, the bird is spelt with a U. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play Music, or via the RSS feed, or wherever you catch your podcasts. If you enjoy the show, you can help support us by kissing the bird. If you go to the website, bird.life, and look on the left side, you will see a cute little magpie, or as Fleeks likes to call them, flute birds, sitting in a kissing booth. Click it, and it'll take you to our Patreon page. And if you're willing, you can donate just as little as $1 a month. If you donate just $1 a month, it will give you access to extra short episodes. These episodes are different in that we actually teach you cool things about birds, such as, what is the world's only carnivorous parrot? Or, how do hummingbirds mate? All that for only $1 a month. That's only $12 a year. That's less than the cost of a pizza. Anyways, thank you again, and always be beeping.
Always be beeping for the next 30 episodes.
It's been an honor and privilege to share this podcast with you all. Thank you so much.
So I don't scream too loud in it and clip, you know what I mean?
If you have a microphone condom, you can pretty much set your lips right on it.
I don't have a microphone condom. I could like put a sock over it, but I'm not sure if that is
that
helpful
in any
way.
It wouldn't really work. It would just be a sock and a microphone.
What the fuck is a microphone condom?
One of the fluffy things that goes over the...
Oh.
Like...
You got one of those?
Of course. It protects my microphone from all the spit that would go into it otherwise.
Griffins are practically cattle.
Oh.
No, there are no antro griffins, just cattle.
Oh, that is not fucking school. Ooh, no.
Hey, griffin riders and stuff, you know what I mean? Like birds can fly anymore, but griffins can and stuff. And I did not want to exclude griffins, so I thought, hey.
Okay, let me just put this out there. Like, of all the insults and, you know, like little like sideways jokes I've made at griffins, I have never once correlated them to the level of bovine.
Hey, there are no bovines in Berdania, so in this universe, so they,
you know,
need something.
I am sorry, I am not waking up at the crack of dawn to go milk a griffin. It is not happening.
Nope. No, you don't milk them. Oh my god!
Well, you can milk me. Oh, you can milk me in all the right ways. Oh, I'm sure as much as you want.
No, it's but it's secret. Don't tell anyone.
Okie dokie.
But. Okay, I think there should be some.
I will not go around bird crew talking about milking griffins.
This happened when Cor was busy, you know, getting his beauty sleep at work because that's what he does at work.
I do not sleep at work. I'd get a lot of trouble if I slept at work. Yeah, right?
Once. To our listeners. Cor can obviously play checkbox at work, but he can't sleep.
It's true.